Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boomer and I are, you know, have been talking about this for a very long time. I wanted to get the vaccine as soon as possible. I know people have personal choices with it. I don't want to get into a situation where I'm sitting here and, you know, arguing back and forth with callers about anecdotal evidence of vaccines and symptoms and things that happen to people. I'm just not doing that. But the NFL has laid it down, and they've basically said, we believe that these vaccines are safe. You should take them, and we don't want the games to be shut down this year because you're afraid of the vaccine when we believe that you shouldn't be afraid of the vaccine. That's what they're saying. And the NFL players are not, some of them don't like that. And quite honestly, I do think that a lot of this has to do with, not like DeAndre Hopkins has any clue what's in the vaccine or what it could do to him or any of that. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to be told what to do. That's what it comes down to. Like, I don't want to be told by you to put something in my body that doesn't feel right. But when the facts to me are that it's safe, you should take them, and it's going to help the overall population. It's certainly going to help the NFL try to have a full season. So they're taking the hard line with it, and you do have a choice. Now, are they allowed to opt out of the season again if they want to?
That I don't know. That was a pretty big storyline last year.
Yeah.
That I haven't seen. I don't know the answer to that.
I just...
It was the one article this morning in the Post that I did read. It made a good point. You know, you sit there, you don't want to get it as an NFL player, that's fine. But as a high school player, there were vaccines you had to have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you haven't dealt with this before.
Sure.
So it is a personal choice, no question about it. Do what you want. But there are going to be consequences if you want to play NFL football.
Yeah, we talk about the inconsistency and the thought process of people and the things that you put in your body against the things you don't put in your body. And why you be worried about something. I mean, it just, I guess it's, for people who don't want to take it, I guess it's the whole, the government came up with this thing, and they're trying to make me take something, and there has to be a reason for that, and I'm not going to put it in my body, and I don't know. I don't see it like that. I don't.
Me neither. The way I understand it, the labs and the scientists created it, and the government just paid for it.
Yeah, we are in
I can't go there.
We're in an extremely dangerous time when it comes to misinformation. We know that. And there's a line that has been repeated many times, and I'll repeat it again, that people are entitled to their own opinions. They're not entitled to their own facts. And unfortunately, you got a lot of people who have their own set of facts, in air quotes, and you got situations like you have. So, I mean, I know that it is a dangerous road when you're telling people you have to do this in order to earn your money. I do believe that, but we experience those things all the time.
Yep.
In jobs. And when you're talking about a needle in the body is different than a dress code or something like that, I'm recognizing those things. But, I mean, for every one of these outlier arguments about something that happened to one person with the vaccine or 10 people or whatever, there's millions and millions and millions of other people who had no issues whatsoever. So I just don't know what DeAndre Hopkins or Cole Beasley or what is it that you're afraid of? Like, what is that? Like, I know for me, you know, there was with the flu shot, I was told to take the flu shot every year because you have asthma. All right, taking the flu shot every year. They said, take the pneumonia shot because you got asthma. Okay, I'll take the pneumonia shot. I don't think I'm a sheep. I'm trying to stay healthy. They said you got to take the whooping cough Tdap vaccine when you have a newborn. Okay, fine. Because I'm trying to protect I mean, and I don't know. Maybe I'm too trusting of doctors that are trying to keep me healthy. But quite frankly, I mean, the only unhealthy part of me is my weight. That's what's unhealthy about me, and I'm controlling that. Everything else, I'm freaking healthy. And I'm not getting lots of germs, and I'm doing things that, you know, I'm out, I'm around people, I still wash my hands. I was a little bit of a clean freak prior to COVID, and I've continued that with wiping stuff down. But I don't know where I'm going with this, Jerry. Quite frankly, it just annoys the hell out of me.
Let me ask you this. So the whole thing is, they're trying to incentivize the teams to have at least 85% vaccinated, mm-hmm. right? That's the number they really want to get to. So if you're on a team that's at 70%, like I guess the Cowboys were rumored to be, and I still don't know what the right answer is, and you are in an unvaccinated part of that 30%, because you get the virus, can spread the virus, if that then, I mean, it would be extreme too, by the way, to have a game forfeited. But that is the scenario they're talking about, right? I mean, if you're, because you can get it, we've seen it already.
Yeah, sure.
I think Rich Eisen, I think, tweeted he's gotten the coronavirus twice since he's been vaccinated. I'm pretty sure.
I know he's got it once. I'm not sure. You may be right about that.
Second time, I thought.
You may be right about that.
Even still. Yeah. So if it was one, obviously we know if you're vaccinated, you can still get it, but the effects of it are minimal, which is great.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Keeps you out of the hospital. You're not going to die.
My question is, though, I've heard that guys that are vaccinated, they get it. They still have to go quarantine, though. So even if you're a team that's got an 85% vaccination rate, if guys get it and it spreads, you're still putting a team in quarantine, are you not?
Yeah, I would think so. Yes.
So what am I missing? What's the difference then?
I guess the difference is the NFL looks at it like if you're trying to do the best you can to keep these games on track, then if there's a breakthrough positive, then we'll give you a pass. But if you're not taking the vaccine,
right,
if you're not taking the vaccine and you're out there and you're bringing COVID into the locker room where other people are trying to, then we're gonna punish you for that.
Even though someone that's been vaccinated can bring it in just as easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I don't know if it's just as easy. That's a question I don't know the answer to.
I'm not even sure doctors know the answer to that right now.
So I don't know if it's just as easy. I do think that I don't know. I do know that if two people, at least from the studies, if person A is vaccinated, gets COVID, and person B is unvaccinated and gets COVID, the odds of person B ending up in the hospital are greater than person A. As far as those two people being exposed to COVID at the same time, you would think that the vaccinated person would have a better chance of warding off the virus completely, but we have seen those breakthrough positives with this new variant.
Right.
Now, if you're talking about the original COVID variant, which the Pfizer and Moderna, they were all built to combat that part of the virus, then yes, 100% it's going to protect you more. But now with the new Delta variant, I don't know the answer if two people are sitting there.
Yeah.
One's vaccinated, the other's not. How much more protected are you from getting it? Not getting super sick, but getting it.
Right.
That I don't know. But whatever. Let's go to Lou in Buffalo. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Great, man. What's up?
I heard you talking about concerts, and I had a question for
you.
I've been to the city quite a bit, you know, obviously not since COVID. I'm a huge Yankee fan, but I've never been there for a concert. I'm coming down in August. Actually, the Eagles are coming there. I've never been to Madison Square Garden, you know, something I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
My wife's a little skeptical as far as, you know, I've been reading like all the reviews on the hotels, and it just seems there's a lot of areas that aren't too safe. I mean, obviously we've been down there. You know, it's been a while, obviously, but so I was just getting your opinion on what's going on down there.
Well,
I mean,
did you ever go to the city pre-Giuliani? They're like right around there, pre-Giuliani city. Are you there?
Okay. I'm here. I'm here.
Do you remember that?
No, I really don't. No.
All right.
What would you consider unsafe?
For me, I don't know because I don't worry about a lot.
What would she consider unsafe? Stabbings?
Shootings,
yeah,
armed
robberies.
Yeah.
I've seen some things on the news where people are just getting attacked, you know, randomly.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, there's that. Yeah, getting thrown acid in your face.
Yeah, that's happened. Yep,
That happens. All right, this is the way I would describe it. I don't believe it is like the 70s New York City. But there was a time pre-Giuliani where a lot of these other crimes. Now, we have seen a lot of shootings here, which is really bad.
Scary.
But a lot of these other stuff like the street vendors, the window washers, the brazen homelessness. Like those things were rampant, prostitution, those type of things were rampant pre-Giuliani, where that stuff is all back. Now, in addition to that, there are shootings in Queens that are up like over 100%. Bronx, some of the outer boroughs, that's been going on. Manhattan, I think, as well. But I'm only here. We're only here in the morning. We're in and out. You know, I'm not going into Times Square. I would say that it's not like it was pre-pandemic, where you could walk around and you felt like nothing was going on.
Right.
But it's also not like you need to walk around and think that a stray bullet's going to take you out. I wouldn't go that far.
Right.
It's a little different. You got to be more conscious. And plus, there's a couple of hotels, by the way, that are overrun. They're like homeless shelters now, and like the judge ordered them to remain that way.
You might want to make sure you don't go there.
Yeah, I did read that on the reviews. Yeah, because we're taking the train down. I mean, I usually drive and stay in Jersey City.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to take the train, and I think instead of making a long trip, I think we're just going to come for the concert and just come home. You know, my wife's she's a little more worried about it than I am. I mean,
how long is the train ride from Buffalo to New York City?
Well, it's 8 hours, you know, driving at 6, but I just, you know, we're getting up there in age. We both had COVID back in November.
No,
and we're
but you're
obviously recovering.
You're contemplating taking the train to the garden, going to the concert, and getting back on the train and going home?
Well, the next day.
Oh, okay. So you are going to stay the night. I got you.
Yeah, we just don't know. I mean, I'm trying to stay like around the garden because it seems a little more convenient. But you know, I'm just trying to pick a spot that's decent. I get some hotel discounts. So, but all right. Well, thanks for talking.
Yeah, I just stay away from the subway too. I would say
I
that.
Hear you.
I would not go down in the subway. That's just my take. All right, very good.
Right,
be safe, Lou.
Yep, bye now.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, have a great time.
Yeah. Buffalo couple.
Oh, man.
Maimed by...
No. What? Come on now. It's going to be just fine. The Eagles are in August, I guess?
That's what he said, yeah. Did I do a good job describing that? I didn't want to fear-monger or anything, but I feel like that's where we're at. I mean, the numbers are the numbers with the shootings. That's just the way that they are.
Yeah, but you know, I remember Times Square in the early 80s.
Yeah, 70s, 80s.
You know, that was... It's nothing like... You know, Times Square has been gentrified now.
Sure.
But it was like you could get... almost anything you want as a teenager.
Yeah.
In the middle of Times Square.
Well, there's a lot of these low-level crime stuff that had been snuffed out with Giuliani and Bloomberg. All that stuff is now coming back. Like all the illegal vendors that are out on the streets, that stuff. Like the amount of, what do they call that, panhandling that goes on with the homeless people. That has been ratcheted up. Like things like that, prostitution in the streets and not trying to hide it type of thing, that's back. Like those.
Eddie's been propositioned years ago.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's more like out in the open stuff, apparently. So, I mean, I don't know. It's like pre-Giuliani city.
That was Christopher Street at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know.
Yeah.
They thought I was, you know.
Looking for it.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Not today. You got me at a bad time.
By the way, Don Henley and Joe Walsh, is that what the Eagles are now?
Essentially, yeah.
I think I'd still go.
Glenn Frey still alive?
No, his son sings.
Oh, really?
In the band, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I think every day I ask if somebody's still alive or not, and I'm surprised by the answer.
Did you know the answer to that?
I didn't. That's why I asked. I wondered if he was, because I know they had a... falling out years ago, Don Henley and Glenn Frey and the Hell Freezes Over tour. We'll get back together when Hell Freezes Over, and then they had the Hell Freezes Over tour. But I didn't know if he was not performing because he was dead or he had an issue with the guys. And then yesterday was Scott Weiland. I had forgot it passed away in 2015. Of Stone Temple Pilots. Yep. Anybody else that's dead that we want to address right now?
No, I think
Andre the Giant had passed.
Passed, yes. He had died.
What are his numbers?
Big guy, though.
Yeah.
Big casket. 7 foot fall, 525 pounds from Grenoble, France,
La Pan Côte d'Azur. He died a long time ago, Andre.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
look at Al making death funny, bringing us back for a feel good Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, babe.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I asked CeeLo, I was like, I don't even know what CeeLo does for fun. Like, what is the CeeLo?
I think he just watches his kids.
That's it. That's all you do.
Pretty much. Yep.
Do you not like no beach time or anything?
If you listen closely to that backyard video I posted, you can hear my wife scolding my 5-year-old.
Oh, really?
Is a regular occurrence. Not for my wife, for both of us.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very good. You take them anywhere fun this weekend or not?
Yeah, we're going to check out that American Dream over there in East Rutherford by MetLife Stadium on Sunday.
Nice.
That monstrosity that was sitting there vacant for about a decade and finally has something to offer the public.
You're trying to lose them in there, your kids?
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Hey, CeeLo, there's a balloon festival out in Branchburg.
Oh, great.
Interested.
You're, time out. For real?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to be this weekend. Not the balloon festival.
You got a tournament there?
In that area. I
was next town over, the borough of Raritan, New Jersey for 2 years, right by Branchburg.
Did you see Jerry sitting in the truck? Goddamn balloon festival.
Well, the launch is going to be like early in the morning and then another one later in the
evening. Two launches at the balloon festival. Wow.
I could see Eddie as a hot air balloon driver. Like, can't you see the calming influence of Eddie's
driver? I think pilot.
Whatever, pilot. Yeah. As you climb into the basket and Eddie's the one who grabs the thing and the smoke goes up into the balloon. Like, step on in. Everything is wonderful. Look at the view down there. Look at the wonderful downtown Branchburg.
Downtown Branchburg.
Wonderful. First time up in a hot air balloon.
Oh, God.
How about the little ones? Have you ever been in a balloon before?
That is something. There's not enough money to put me on. I would never get in one of those. Even if Eddie was the pilot, there's no chance.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about, Jerry. You can get off the floor now and
about
look
the
down
concept.
At the trees.
Well,
I know.
You're in the air with air just holding you up.
It also seemed like the walls on the basket are not high enough. Like you could easily just tumble right over
you could,
it. Tumble for the edge.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So that's the big hot air balloon festival, huh?
Yeah.
What if you hit another one of those balloons? Is that bad news or you just bounce off one another?
I'd imagine that's got to be bad news. Yeah.
See, I don't know. Just think about it. Yeah, it's all filled up with air. Maybe the baskets sway a little bit when they hit each other, but...
Got that big open flame for whatever reason.
Well, you would hope that if you saw that...
For whatever reason.
Keeps you in the air.
Come on, Al. That's what
hence,
makes it
hot die. Air balloon.
Jesus, for whatever reason. What do they need that flame for? Bunch of pyromaniacs.
Just use their propeller, for God's sake.
I wonder if any one of those hot air balloon pilots like lit a cigarette on that thing. They're going to excuse me 1 second.
I guarantee you that's been tried. So this says Reddington. Is that by Branchburg?
Yeah, it's out in that area.
All right, so that's not going to be where I'm at.
In
that's
that
fine.
Area. Okay. Monmouth County Fair is going on too, Jerry. You're
not
into that?
Interested.
No.
Yeah, every time those things happen, I'm so disappointed by them.
The like county fairs?
Yeah, like a fair.
My wife drove by the Monmouth County Fairs down by us in Freehold in Central Jersey. She drove by last night on her way home from a hair appointment and said it was packed.
Of course there was.
Yeah, but everybody goes. There's nothing there. Like I
spend money.
I asked her. I'm like, what's even there?
And the she's trinkets like, oh, and garbage.
Fried Oreos and unsafe rides.
Great. Well, that. Well, yeah, those things I get.
And like petting zoos and things like that. 4-H club.
Yeah, a lot of the ones by me have like
the hell is the 4-H club?
It's like an environmental thing or plants
no, it's
or something.
Like, I forget. It's health home
health
or
something.
Something. It was. Yeah. It's like an yeah. agricultural. It's yeah. like for kids. And
hey,
stuff
boys,
like
you want to go to the fair? The 4-H club is there.
It's like health and horticulture and health, heroin,
heroin, homicide, hookers, and
hummus.
Handguns.
Hummus and handguns. All right.
Though these fairs and these things that happen out by me, I feel there's a lot of kiosks of trinkets and garbage and
yeah,
stuff.
Pretty much.
Like people handmade necklaces out of stuff that you don't want.
It's just Americana, a little slice of Americana.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of traffic and nonsense.
We got a lot of baseball this weekend. I'm good.
So you've got the baseball this weekend.
I do. I got my cousins and my family from California coming in, if they're not here already, which is going to be fun.
Wait,
so,
your side of the family?
That was supposed to be.
Okay. All right. So you're looking forward to
that. What's that?
Never mind.
Huh?
Never mind.
What? What'd you say?
I don't know what just happened, but whatever.
It's not important.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Hope you didn't out yourself there.
Me?
Yeah. You texted me. It was supposed to be a...
No, we're good.
Oh, okay. I was uncomfortable for a moment.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about.
But anyway,
about.
So they're all coming in. They'll be here for the week, so that'll be fun. And then we got the weekend of baseball.
Okay, good. I don't know if I was more confused by that exchange between CeeLo and Jerry or the Chicken Parm Lou videos.
Sorry.
Thing. Look at Glenn and Charlotte, Jay.
Ah. Hey, Glenn. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys.
What's
hey.
Up?
So I went on a hot air balloon ride in back in 2012 in Napa, California. And so actually the basket is tall enough. But see, when you come down, they actually have a spotter on the ground that finds a field or a farmland for you to land in. Well, you kind of ease down gradually, but there's no brake, there's no nothing, so you kind of have to lean against the side of the, basket, and when you hit the ground, it tilts, the balloon launches you, and you get dragged like a freaking, drag racer, and so you come to a stop on the side. It was freaking miserable.
That sounds awesome.
Wait, is there a better way to land the thing? You just had an unfortunate landing?
Well, I don't know, but I'm getting closer and closer to the ground. I'm like, this ain't slowing down. We're picking up speed. Like, and it just, you hit and it relaunches you, and it's like a doom, doom, like you're in a freaking water bottle video.
Maybe Al blew out the flame. That's what happened.
Was it worth it being up there at all? Was it beautiful?
Absolutely. It was beautiful and peaceful while you're up there, except for the flame. You have to wear a hat. Otherwise, I burned the top of my head. But
this sounds awesome.
Yeah, but beautiful while you're up there until you realize, how the hell are we getting down?
Yeah. I would imagine, because you're basically... No, normally when you're up in a plane or a helicopter, very noisy. With that, you're floating in the air. It's an experience that really you can
Must
only have in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, it's like very peaceful and quiet, and then you hear the flame go, and then you're back, realizing we're not getting down here anytime soon.
The conditions, and thanks, Glenn, the conditions have to be perfect for a hot air balloon.
See, I'd much rather have someone describe the experience rather than experience it myself.
I would still get up in a hot air balloon.
Yeah?
I would. Yeah.
I would not.
I don't think I'd skydive.
Oh, no. See, that I'd like to do.
You would?
Yeah.
With some dude strapped to your back?
I mean, if that's the way it had to be done, I guess. Tandem, what is that? Tandem dive,
yeah.
Right?
That's the thing. I don't like the idea of some guy breathing on my neck like that.
That's what you're worried about?
I am.
Jumping from 25,000 feet? You're worried about the guy breathing on your...
Right. It's just weird to me. Like, I'm going to have this lifelong memory and experience and the thrill chasing, and I got some guy named Dave breathing down my neck.
Okay. They do say that women will find a man attractive if they're in a dangerous situation with them. So...
How the hell did you find Gina?
The bad boy.
Those dudes must be totally picking up chicks constantly.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Like picking if you're strapping to the back of a girl in a dangerous situation like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Careful.
Please. Like, that's that, those guys must be picking up women constantly.
I'm sure they stuff something down their pants, too, to, like, make it seem.
Especially on vacation, like, at resorts and things. Where women
it was like
go
a bachelorette
on
party. Those guys are cleaning it up.
Don't do that the next time you go on vacation with your wife.
No, skydive.
Because it's expensive.
Now just reach for the ripcord.
They say that if you want to
tug on it harder. What?
Oh, boy. If you want to attract, like, if you're on a date, you should go on roller coasters and things, because if the woman gets scared, then she'll be more attracted to you.
Mm. Or you could just have a seagull fly in her face.
Or just walk by some teens.
Yeah, right. Exactly. If any of us ever go on a date again, we should, like, set up a fake mugging or something. You know?
It's not a terrible idea.
Fight them off. And Al could do his fight sound effects. I want to go to this call because I don't want to miss the chance to talk about this crazy story. Did you know that Ben Zobrist's wife left him and was banging their pastor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Yep. And they're going through a nasty divorce now, as you might imagine.
Joe in Philly. What's going on, Joe?
Not too much, Gio. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
I have to admit, I was disappointed in you earlier in the week on Tuesday when this came up.
Yeah.
Because you asked, I think it was about 7 o'clock hour, not that I'm stuck on it. You asked Boomer what four things you want to talk about. And as soon as you got on the Zobrist, because I'd already read the stories, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be 7 minutes of Geo stand-up lightning, 3 minutes of Eddie dropping up in the pastor lines.
Yeah, I know. Boomer moved right on. He was uncomfortable with the story. He's like, all right, so what's the thing about me that you wanted to talk about?
That was like the added salt in my wound, is I was excited to hear you riff on it, and I was expecting two belly laughs, and Boomer is like talking about the two most, and I love Peyton Manning. He's my favorite quarterback to watch of my lifetime. He's like saltine cracker interesting off the field, and Boomer talks about the two Manning brothers on a show nobody's gonna watch for 15 minutes. And then but later that day more came out,
right?
And I don't think you guys have talked about it. Did you hear about some of these details?
No, I did not hear about the additional details of the Zobrist story. I'm excited.
So what started his wondering if she was stooping the pastor was the woman throws an elaborate $30,000 birthday party for the guy she's having the affair with, that she kind of stole the money out of the Zobrist farm, like a shared business account. So she stole money from Ben, essentially, to throw him a party. At the party, at their farm, she's like grinding the pastor on the dance floor, and what some of the excerpts of the lawsuit essentially say, it sounds like she might have been practically giving him a lap dance in front of all the people from the church, to the point that they felt uncomfortable. He asks for marriage counseling because he's trying to fix it, and she makes him sit down with the pastor. He becomes their marriage counselor.
Yes.
No!
I read that. Yep.
Yep. What?
As they're working their way through all of this, and he says, and she says, okay, I'm going to commit to the marriage. You're right. I'm having this emotional and maybe physical relationship with this guy. It's over. And he goes, I need to trust you. She goes out and buys burner phones for both of them, and the two of them keep the relationship going through burner phones, and then she wants the $4 million for him quitting on top of half of everything he earned. She's the worst person in the world. He supported her career. She's a Christian EDM artist. Have you ever heard of Christian EDM?
Oh, that's so ridiculous. This woman is the Antichrist, Joe. Oh, my God.
Christ, and I need you guys to do a full hour.
No, for real, Joe. We may. Yeah. Thank you for that. Oh,
can't
my
imagine
God.
Imagine why Boomer wasn't interested in that. Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. We shouldn't. I feel bad for Ben Zobrist. He shouldn't be left.
I got to tell you, if the court awards her that money.
That's
That's it. That's it.
I mean.
Christian EDM. Who knew?
Yeah, I know. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'd love to hear what that is. I'd love to hear what Christian EDM music
is. Al's looking it up right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Do you think Tommy Lugauer listens to Christian EDM music?
Definitely
maybe not.
Not
on purpose, but he might.
That has never been the glow stick moment of the day on the Carton and Roberts show. You were always faithful. Oh, my God. Even then when I was not. Oh, I'm
forever thankful. Oh my God.
Well, why is this any different than any other song?
For the lyrics.
Yeah.
Have you heard the lyrics of songs?
Not EDM songs.
Oh, come on. Even when I'm drowning, even
when doubts take over. Is this her music?
She no, produced? This is just the Christian EDM music.
I mean,
music.
The lyrics are fitting, actually, for her. When I'm not faithful.
You're right. I'm begging my pastor tonight. Blowing up my marriage today. I'm banging my priest tonight. Yeah.
What's her first name, Juliana?
I'm banging my pastor. I'm banging my pastor behind my husband's back.
Now he's the
I'm banging. I'm banging my pastor tonight.
Oh boy. Sex with a priest. Priest. Sex with a priest. Priest.
Oh, boy. Oh, give me communion. Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God.
Sex with a pastor. Woo. Bang the priest. Woo.
I have some of her music if you like that.
Oh, God. Yeah, let me hear this.
This is her biggest hit on, it's called The Dawn.
The Dawn.
Is it on Spotify?
It is.
Come on.
Come on. Really?
I see you, I know you, I am you. Wonder if you've hit the wall. Your dream has been broken. Your heart is wide open. You wonder if you still believe.
How many plays, Al, or downloads?
377,000.
Wow. You quit baseball, so I banged a priest. You're a wuss, you quit baseball, so I started making out with a pastor. Oh, yeah.
Here are my breasts.
Jesus Christ. This really isn't EDM.
This sounds like pop music.
Yeah, this is more pop music.
So Christian pop music.
Why couldn't a woman with big breasts want to grind me?
Man. With Jesus and Zobrist. Yeah.
That's her singing or she just produces it?
Apparently that's her singing. Oh, this is more
EDM. This is more EDM.
This is her again?
Alive, yeah. Same album.
I was dead with Ben Zobrist, but I'm alive when I had sex with my pastor.
Hey, you like the beaver? Please bend over.
I never knew what I was missing. Priest penis. Take off.
I wonder why Boomer didn't want to discuss this.
Fondle me in the confession booth.
Confessional.
Feel alive now. Now that I'm having sex with my priest. Okay. That's good enough here from this lady.
It's a group hump.
Is it now?
It could be.
Okay.
Never know.
Moment of the day was brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink
That's
it.
That's right. Very good there, CeeLo.
Can I have a couple things real
yeah.
quick, man?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
We are also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
I know Boomer Feel Good Friday's golfing, so we know where he is today. But I think the last couple of days, he was hanging out with this Clemson quarterback, this guy. Did you follow this? This DJ, how was it, Eddie?
DJ Ungalele.
That guy.
Sir.
So, you've been hanging out with him?
Ui Anga Lele.
Well, here's why I'm
DJ Uge.
Ui Anga Lele.
DJ Ui Anga Galay. Yeah. Is that right?
No. Ui Anga Lele.
DJ Uwe Anga Gale completed 29.
No. Thank you, Andy.
No. Uwe Anga Gale. Uwe Anga Gale.
Not Gale. Uwe Anga Gale.
DJ Unge. Uge. Uwe Anga Gale.
Not Gale. Lele.
God. Uwe Anga.
Uwe Anga Lele.
One more time.
Uwe Anga Lele.
Not Anga. It is not. There's a ga in there.
Yes, but not two.
This is not right.
DJ Uwe Gung. Come on. Jesus. I said this 1,000 times last week. Uwe Anga. Uwe Ah.
Uwe Anga Lele.
Uwe Anga Lele. Uwe Anga Lele.
Is that all?
Oh, my
Are
God.
We done? Anyways, that was Boomer prepping to go meet this kid, I guess.
Holy
so
crap.
He speaks at SEC or ACC Media Day, and they asked him if he has a favorite NFL team. His response, quote, the team I want to go to is whatever team doesn't have state taxes. So Boomer's been advising him now that he figured out how to pronounce his name.
No, that's a lele. Not the gule. It's a lele.
The best part of that is that right? No.
No.
God.
Or when Boomer starts going into the rest of the sports minute and then Eddie chimes in, no.
One more time with me. A lele. Not gule. You give me a g.
Boomer's like, is there a gule? Yes, but not two of them.
He goes, there's a g in there.
Yeah, no.
Not two of them. All right. One more thing, and then I'll go.
Yeah, please.
This came to my attention. Sterling in the seventh last night.
Yeah.
All right, let me play part one here.
Well, the Yankees, you would say, are not using their high-leverage relievers, Romano, Litke, and now Kresge.
Which was obviously not true. Sessa was in the game, which is great foreshadowing. However, on the very next pitch.
Now, here's the 1-2. Now, ground ball. Yeah, and the Yankees were able to get... with our screen went black. So I have no idea where the ground ball went, but the Yankees made the play, and the inning is over.
And you know, that was the play where they sent the guy from second on the ball.
That was the play where they threw him out at home?
Yep. Oh, no.
Wow. Screen went...
That's horrendous timing.
Terrible. That sucks.
Oh, this one is not on Josh.
No, not
this
at all.
One is, I'll agree with
Holy
you.
Holy cow.
Jesus.
Oh, all right, good job,
they
Chris.
Lost the game 5-4 and 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was incredible. From the EDM to the Anga Lele Sterling.
I didn't even play P.J. Tucker talking about dogs drunk on champagne at the Bucks parade yesterday.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that either.
You want to hear that real quick?
Yeah, who the hell? Yeah, why not? Let's go.
He was hammered.
When I came here, they're like, yo, you got to like... show, like, you gotta be the dog. And I'm like, we got dogs. Like, they just say, like, we, like, I got here, like, we already got dogs. They just don't know how to be dogs. And we gonna be dogs. And our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
The champagne bottle was like the size of him.
I'm yeah. sure.
Chugging it.
I saw a picture, yeah. a still shot of, like, yeah. just champagne going out of every orifice
he was so,
coming out of his yeah, ears while crazy. He was drinking it. All right, CeeLo, good stuff. All Have right. a great weekend.
You guys too.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right, very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Man, I tell you, this was an unfortunate headline mistake that this media organization that covers sports talk radio put out there, Barrett Sports Media. So they tweeted out, it's no longer up there, but I have a screenshot of it that I tweeted out. And I feel bad.
Of course you do.
I feel bad because these guys, they do good work.
Oh, they do great work.
Jason Barrett's been very kind to us, but this is just too funny for me not to bring light to. So the title, of course, is the Barrett Sports Media account. And the headline is, the sexual harassment claim filed by former Fox News host Britt McHenry has been voluntarily dismissed by the parties involved. And the picture...
You can't make this up.
...is of Mark Chernoff. And next to the picture of Mark Chernoff, it says, congratulations. If you didn't know any better, it looks like Barrett Sports Media is congratulating Mark Chernoff on the dismissal of the sexual harassment.
Which is not the case.
Which is not the case.
It was just a mistake. It happens.
But knowing all the parties involved here, it's very, very funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen you laugh like that off the air in a while when you saw that post.
It's the picture that they used for his retirement.
Yeah.
And it's him like at a podium. Congratulations, Mark. The sexual harassment claim has been dismissed.
Right, and that's the other thing. It's not just congratulations with a picture of him. It's congratulations, Mark Chernoff. Poor guy.
I know. So then, I don't think, well, that's the good thing about, like, Twitter with Mark is he'll never see that, like, unless I text him the picture.
It's also the good thing with, like, the internet. Like, so they obviously knew they made the mistake. They fixed it. It's gone. Now you can take a screenshot. Fine. But that's printed in the newspaper 20 years ago. That's what's printed in the newspaper.
Right. And then the retraction would be a little blurred
on page 93.
Yeah. Like, yesterday we said that this man was arrested for kiddie fiddling. It was not him. It was the other guy.
Great.
Well, great. How about that guy who was just every newspaper in America's got this guy as the kitty fiddler.
Well, they took care of it, but it did enjoy you great amusement for a few minutes.
No, without a doubt. Now, should I send that to Mark? Be like, whoa, what is this?
I'd let him be.
Yeah, because that will bother him for a long time.
And it's been corrected. It's fine.
He has no idea. I would just leave it.
Oh, man, I'd be a bad guy if I sent that to him. I almost sent it to Olivero.
That'd be fine. He would get a kick out of that.
Yeah, he would get a kick out of it.
It is funny because it's a mistake.
But there's two sides of Olive. There's the, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. There's the, like, one of us behind the scenes laughing at stuff guy. But then he can quickly turn into the, oh, my God, someone's going to sue us guy. And I, like, sometimes with stuff like this, I won't go to him either because I don't need to see that, oh, my God, someone's going to sue us side of Olive because that's the scary side.
Fair enough. It's for us. It was funny.
And I don't blame him for that. Because if I were in that job, I would also have the "Oh my God, someone's going to sue us" mentality. Because you have to. You can't not be
boss.
Thinking like that.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's up on Twitter. You could check that out if you'd like on my account. The unfortunate Mark Chernoff headline. Oh, here he is. He called in. Hey, Mark.
That's quite a story out there. Oh, my God.
Hi, good morning.
Did you see this?
No, I heard you talking about it. I haven't seen it.
It's ridiculous. It's now the thing, I'm going to send it to you so you can see it now, because now you heard about it. But it's not up there any longer. And of course, obviously, it was a mistake. But
from what you said, it's now in print somewhere.
No, it's not in print.
I said,
it's not in print.
Thank God this isn't 15, 20 years ago before the internet, because it would have been in print and would have been out there for people, but they corrected it very quickly.
gosh. Lovely. Hi, Jason. Way to go, Jason.
I think he feels bad. He sent me a message because there's someone on Twitter. I'll let you know about this now, too. There's someone on Twitter pretending to be you who's acting all indignant about this. And Jason Barrett sent me a thing. He says, this isn't really Mark, is it? I said, no, this is not Mark on Twitter. So you might want to snuff that one out, too, while you're at it. You got the time these days. Where are you? Are you visiting some grandchildren or what?
Not today. Today I'm home doing some stuff at home.
So. Okay. All right. Very good. But you're
I miss you guys. Everybody good?
Yeah, no, we miss you too. Are you can't be listening to the radio station as much as you used to be.
No, but I love you guys, so I do listen, of course.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, we appreciate
it. How are things at home with your new baby?
Thing is good. Very, very good. I mean, she has been great, and the sleeping is tough, especially on Gina, with the feeding and all of that stuff, but that's stuff you sign up for with the newborn. But she is healthy. She is great. We are happy. And it's been absolutely tremendous. Sabrina loves being a big sister, so we could not be happier about any of that.
Today is a famous ex-FAN birthday person. Do you know who that is?
Today?
Yes.
Oh, July. Late July.
Probably the most famous person who's worked at
WFAN. Don Imus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. How about that? You know all those birthdays. You got a good file in your head with people's birthdays. I'll give you that.
Can't send him a birthday note, though.
No, he's dead. You're right. You're making a dead Imus joke there, Mark. Look at you in retirement, working blue now. You're making us late for the update. Do you care still that you're not the program director anymore?
I hope everything is going well. I wish Spike the best and all you guys. But, yes, if you need to get to your update, I know you got to do your sports minute, I assume, first.
Yes, yeah, we need to do all of that as well. So we'll get to it. It's great hearing your voice, and don't worry about that thing. It's gone now, and everybody knows that you didn't sexually harass Britt McHenry, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, that's for sure.
All right. Very good, Mark. Take care, man. All right, save here. All right, will do. Mark Chernoff, yeah. Well, he was listening. I didn't think he'd be listening anymore.
I had an idea he might call.
Incredible.
He loves the station. That does not surprise me.
No, I know. He's a passionate man with the radio station. That will never change. How about him with the dead Imus joke? Do you ever think he was capable of that?
Yes, I did.
On the air?
Well, it wasn't really a joke. I mean, it was what it is. You know? Yeah. You said he loves sending the birthday notes. Well,
you know, can't send them a note because he's dead.
Right.
All right. It's the Boomer and Geo Built Ford Tough Studio. Tougher than before. Get it? Smarter than ever.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.